All right, guys, we gotta get focused. Memos and sales, dials, let's go. Hi, is Jimmy there?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Thanks. Calling.
Yeah, Sarah from RDI Diamonds.
All right, Miss Sarah, hold on 1 second.
Thanks. Thank you. Huh? No, if you put it on memo and then go to memo and mark sold, you can mark it sold.
Miss Sarah, she didn't answer. She might be out there on the floor with a customer. Can I have her call you back?
Yeah, well, it's Sarah from RDI. I'm calling for Bob. I have some cushions that he got in for her. I just wanted to know, do you guys want it for tomorrow or for Monday?
I tell you what, can you hold on 1 minute?
Sure.
Run down there because I just want to make sure, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Right. Huh?
We're sorry for the delay. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Why? That's weird. Woo! Yeah, buddy! Good job, Dustin!
Thank you for holding. We'll be right with you.
Sarah.
Yes,
Jenny's going to get on the phone with you, honey, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. Maybe she could say, listen, maybe she could text him and say, you know, my best friend Ann. Yeah. Nick, what was that sale? Good job. How'd you sell it on invoice without them having it yet? Oh, nice. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hello, Sarah.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hold on 1 minute, Dana. Let's go to Dana. Sarah?
Yes. Is this Jenny? Thank
you. Yeah, let me get a paper. I want to see what you're sending to me.
Oh, okay. So he's got three of them here for you. And we'll start you off with, there's a 172 IVS2 GIA for $67.94 net.
Okay, but he only paid $7,000 or something.
Who?
The one we're doing a trade.
Oh, you're doing a trade. Okay, I don't know that. What are you trading?
It was a carat 71 cushion that was squared. It's about 2021.
ISI1. Oh, so you need one that's going to be that amount or higher.
Yeah, how much was that one?
That was $79.18. So yeah. These won't work for you. Oh, I don't understand why he got them in then. All right. Maybe the HVS2 we have then would work because that one's going to be more money.
Okay. What is it? HVS2 and what size?
Okay. Let me pull that one up. Give me a second. One moment. Give me a second. I got to find it. How much more was your customer willing to spend, do you know?
I don't know. I think he's wanting to get as close as he can to what he paid for the other one.
And what doesn't he like about the one that you're trading?
He's got a divorce and reengaging.
Oh, and he wants to do a cushion again?
Yeah, but this time elongated.
Okay, got you. Let me see if this one is elongated. Okay, so there's a 171 that's an HVS2. That one would be 8264 net.
That'd be a good one because that wouldn't be that much more money.
Right, and then if you want something, let me see what else we have. Hang on a second. Sorry, my computer.
Tell me about this diamond at 171.
Yeah, give me a second because I don't know what happened. My computer got stuck. All right. One moment. Okay. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Is anybody else's computer stuck?
Not at the second.
Just a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let me see if I can find it somewhere else, the information. All right, let's see. Here we go. I got the information on that one. This one is going to be 7.4 by 6.4.
So is that a good rectangle?
Let's get the ratio divided by 6.4. 6.4 divided by 7.4. So it's 86% rectangle. I mean, how rectangular are they trying to be? Very rectangular?
Elongated. He told me elongated. Face right now is elongated.
All right, here, let me do my homework for you. I don't want to keep you. Yeah, so you want elongated. How much more can you spend on the diamond for the trade-up? Can you spend $1,000 more? Where can you go?
Yeah, he did not give me a figure.
Oh, he didn't. Okay, let me do my homework, and I will call you back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Nice.